or survival food?
Big news, of course, everybody's talking about it, and it's the situation in Libya. 42-year reign of Muammar Gaddafi coming to an end, according to our president, President Obama, who's in Martha's Vineyard. He took time to address the media. So, like I said, that is the big news, and certainly we're going to be talking about that a lot during this hour of ATN. Each and every show, Talk Radio News joins us, true insiders from Washington, D.C. Victoria Jones, I'll tell you, people might have cleared out of Congress, but certainly there's enough news to go around, and a lot of it is happening in the Middle East, starting really with the situation in Libya. What do you know about what the president said?
Well, I mean, the president has quite a lot to say. He basically gave us a TikTok, starting with, you know, 6 months ago, what had happened, how the protests started, and how the Gaddafi regime responded with brutal crackdowns, civilians being murdered in the streets, and then how the U.S. helped shape a U.N. Security Council resolution and the unprecedented coalition of the U.S., NATO, and Arab nations, and then how the U.S. provided the bulk of the firepower in the early days, and then the friends and allies stepped forward. So he was very much positioning himself, I think, in his speech, and then talking about basically what's happened, how the Libyan people have lived under the rule of a tyrant, and what's happened and how we've reached a tipping point now. And then saying that although it's clear his rule's over, basically, the opposition should continue to take important steps to bring about a transition that's peaceful, inclusive, and just, and that the rights of all Libyans must be respected. And I think that's obviously one of the concerns at this point, and that's something that they're very much looking for as they move forward. And in fact, France is hosting a meeting next week to try to see what kind of post-conflict plan can be put together for Libya, because nobody thought it was going to happen quite so quickly.
Yeah. I'm going to throw this in, too, because we've been talking about this. Syria, what do you think? Just, you know, in somebody who's been watching the Middle East, what do you think is going to happen in Syria? Because it's just like a domino effect that we've seen. You start with Tunisia, then you see Egypt, now Libya. What about Syria?
Well, you know, Syria is fascinating because it's a real mess. I think that Syria, you know, really, Assad, al-Assad, he was so confident he invited a UN mission to come in over the weekend and sort of have a look around. And so he did a little bit of cleanup, and it all backfired because basically what happened was that the protesters showed up, protested, chanted, called out their names, and which is very brave, and showed signs of torture from their detention. And so this didn't really look good to the UN. So, and then the protesters have been very emboldened today by the success in Libya. So I don't think it bodes well, but it may not. It's not going to be quick. It's just not going to be quick in Syria.
Yeah, I don't think so either. How about this story? We're going to switch gears and get back on U.S. soil. All the Republican candidates jockeying to be the nominee, of course, for the Republicans on their ticket. And out of the blue, when John Huntsman was asked about would he join, you know, Michelle Bachmann as a vice presidential candidate, he said, yeah, he wouldn't do it with Romney because he said there'd be too many jokes, but absolutely with Michelle Bachmann. It's just kind of a strange comment, I thought.
This was just weird. It was like, they disagree. He's trashed her. He trashed her and he trashed Perry over the weekend. And now he's saying he'd be willing to be her vice presidential nominee. I thought this was one of the stranger things. And he'd really been making some very sensible statements over the weekend. I mean, if you like the kind of thing that he has to say, compared with Perry and Bachmann. And now he's saying he'll be on a ticket. How desperate do you want the gig?
I know. Anything. I just want to get real near the White House. Yeah, absolutely. I just thought it was a strange thing because obviously you get asked all those kind of questions, but, you know, the automatic answer, especially when you're confident you're running for president, is, hey, I'm going to be president. I'm going to get the nomination. I'm not even looking at that. but thanks for the question or whatever.
Yeah,
there's a million
exactly.
ways to spin that. You don't even have to address it, which I thought, wow, I'm surprised you would even go there. So
it's very early in the campaign
yes.
to say that.
Yeah, I agree. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, is always fun chatting with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so we mentioned Syria there. The death toll in Syria, over 2,200, according to UN numbers. So you have Syria in chaos, and you still have chaos, by the way, in Libya, because there are a lot of questions that have to be answered. And by the way, Gaddafi is not completely down at this point. Gaddafi has not thrown up the white flag and has not said he's going to surrender. It's obviously inevitable because of what now has happened. Even two of Gaddafi's sons were set free as they're, you know, looking, trying to kind of consolidate, if you will, put their arms around Tripoli. And that's the among the intriguing questions. What happens next? What kind of a government do you see with Gaddafi gone after 42 years of the stranglehold on Libya? And then the other big one is, does Gaddafi end up having to really answer for Lockerbie? Does he really get squeezed, you know, on that question? Because you think of the bomber. Think of al-Megrahi, who was convicted and put in prison in Scotland for that 88 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103. Tons of Americans, tons of students on that. 189 Americans were killed, 35 from Syracuse University. They were just going home for Christmas after studying in England. It's still horrible to think about it, right? So we know how this goes because I went berserk on the air when it happened. The Scottish government releases al-Megrahi 2 years ago thinking that he was going to die of cancer. What did I say? Yeah, who said he was dying of cancer? So then he was a hero when he went to Libya. He meets with Muammar Gaddafi, and he's a hero. And this is a total miscarriage ripoff of justice. So now, does al-Megrahi have to go back to prison? I say yes. Why should they have been soft on him in the first place? It had to do more with oil. That's what I think. And at this point, it was such a slap in the face to Americans with this regime change. This is the perfect time for that to happen. I mean, it's not just the United States that wants to see some justice really be served back up here again. I think if you have a new Libya, then you can't be a safe haven for al-Megrahi. That's just not going to happen. I mean, I wonder if al-Megrahi said to himself, man, I better get out of here because it looks like my good buddy Muammar Gaddafi is going down, but so far definitely has not surrendered. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we've got another segment called We Can Count. I love this because everything in our lives is about numbers. Just look around and try for a day to go through your day without numbers. You can't do it. Guarantee none of you can do it. I'm going to tell you the big giant number when it comes to gold. Now my prediction of 2000, I'll give you a hint, by December is looking pretty puny, because I think it certainly could be surpassed. But that's coming up at the tail end of the hour. More Libya and the Middle East, and also what's happening in our own backyards, things that you care about. Coming up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Walks barely down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of the seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the side of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, I'm gonna get to do another one bites the dust.
Gaddafi biting the dust, but not quite yet. You know, when you're surrounded, you eventually have to say give, put out the white flag, or shoot yourself in the head. I don't think he's going to take that way out. So I assume he'll bolt or be allowed to bolt. Maybe not. Does he get to go and live in exile? Should he be allowed to? There's a question. Should he be allowed that option? Because remember, you're dealing with the loss of a lot of human lives, the whole humanitarian thing. Because after all, since February, the United States and other countries have been invested in Libya because of that. That was the whole reason. Well, they're killing people. They're using them as shields. So, the UN decides they got to step in, meaning then the president had his motive for being involved, and we've spent a lot of money on, certainly, on airstrikes and some other things as well. So, does he get flushed out and get to go into exile? And then what happens to, as I mentioned, Al Megrahi, the bomber who I have no use for? I mean, he flat out murdered all those poor kids. Just a cold-blooded pirate who did finally do some jail time But then when it was declared, oh, it's you have to be humanitarian to Al McGraw, he's got cancer. So then he goes back and he becomes a hero, and it's ridiculous. They've got to be able to nail him. He has to go back into prison. He served 8 years of a life sentence. And if I were one of the families of the victims, I would have to say I'd be ringing the phones off the hook, calling every elected representative I knew, Hillary Clinton's office, the State Department, everybody, because I would not rest until I was sure that this was going to happen. And let's face it, why did they let him go from Scotland? We know why, as I alluded to, oil. Oil. Because what was England's real motive for letting him go? Oh, he has cancer. It was because they wanted to improve their relationship with Libya, which has a ton of oil. It's a ton of oil for them, because that's where England was getting a lot of their resources. Europe definitely was. That was part of the whole thing with Libya. It really killed the oil imports in Europe and a little bit in Asia, too. Not the United States, but certainly those countries. So some people think that Al Megrahi shouldn't have been convicted and that instead there were other people behind it, but I don't believe that. I think the evidence pointed to him, period, and he should have never been allowed out of prison in the first place. Then you wouldn't have this problem. So that's one little thing, one little facet of now this big regime change. And also, once Gaddafi gives, what happens next to the country and what happens next to him? Should he be allowed to slurk away, or does he have to face the music? Think of Mubarak in Egypt. He had to face the music. So should Gaddafi suffer the same fate and have to go through a trial? Because we were invested in this for a reason. Even if you want to say, oh, it's through NATO, doesn't matter. We spent a ton of do-re-mi trying to help in this Libyan situation. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this right from the top, because I said, what's the buzz in your backyards? I know a lot of people, I mean, we're all fascinated by the whole hurricane thing, right? We don't want our neighbors to the south or the southeast, if you're not living there, or the Gulf Coast, to be slammed by a hurricane. I've seen the devastation. I was in the middle of a hurricane when I was a kid. I've seen it from that point of view, through those eyes. As a reporter, I've seen it. And I certainly saw it through what happened in the Gulf Coast with Hurricane Katrina and what happened in Mississippi. And as you know, we took the show last year on the road and talked to the people of Mississippi about what it was like now in dealing with Katrina, that terrible blow. And then, of course, the oil spill. It was a double whammy when they started to get back on their feet. So a lot of people are waiting for ferries, getting those last ferries out. You know what I'm talking about, too? I'm talking about on some of the islands where they're concerned about this wicked weather. Fajardo, for example, significant storm there. This is supposedly going to hit Florida, and when it hits, what's it going to look like? What's it going to look like as it gets closer? Is it going to be Category 2, or does it dissipate a little bit? I did the weather one time in my life, but I am no weather genius. However, I am certainly smart enough to look at a map, and as many of you are, some people are just mesmerized by the Weather Channel. They just sit there and watch it night after night, day after day, maybe because they're traveling or because they have family that they live all over the place. But the hurricane is strengthening. I was looking at a tracker, and it could be something to deal with. So on the way to the Bahamas and on the way to the United States, this thing is picking up the dreaded speed. Will it ultimately go up through Miami, Jacksonville? We're talking about winds of, 100 miles an hour. If it gets to a 3, if it gets to a 3, when it's over the southeastern part of the Bahamas, and then jumps up to a 4, oh my, and it starts to head toward Miami, that's some bad news. That is some seriously bad news. Dark clouds. People will be heading out because they have not forgotten in the 90s about Hurricane Andrew and how that ravaged parts around Miami, in the city itself, all the suburbs. I mean, truly devastating stuff. So in the Dominican Republic, 10 inches of rain. Haiti, same thing. Talking about floods and mudslides, all a threat. You even had that one group, World Vision, and they were dropping supplies and trying to mobilize people, especially in Haiti, because they know the people are going to be stuck. They're going to definitely be stuck. So you got hurricane warnings in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos. You got watches up, and you've got this storm headed for the United States. But where is it going to hit? Right now, the bullseye to me could be anywhere from Florida to Virginia. So any of those coastal areas. And we're talking over the weekend. Maybe southern Florida actually doesn't get hit as hard. Because you got to look as this comes closer. So far, American Air, because remember a lot of people are still finishing up trips and whatnot. American Airlines has had to cancel 32 flights. Airports in Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, are reopened so people can get out. But it's pretty nasty stuff. Lots and lots of rain, winds, you know, all that kind of stuff. In Belize, you had Harvey that hit on Sunday, and winds there were like 60 miles an hour. It's got to be a bummer, right, when you save all your pennies and you're taking one of these trips. You're going off snorkeling or doing whatever you do. Mostly it's face it, it's sun stuff. You're by the pool, you're in the water, all that. So what do? You're in the basement of your resort, what, playing checkers? It's got to be bad. That's what that bad timing thing just nips you. Bad timing for Muammar Gaddafi, because I don't know how he gets out of this mess as he's really completely surrounded, although it's not official at this point. What did the Prez have to say? We're going to let you hear a little snippet of that coming up around the bend.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Gaddafi out of the honeycomb. He's in a tunnel somewhere because he's got a bunch of tunnels and chambers underneath of the little hole that he crawled into. Yeah, do you believe it? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we're at. We're talking about Gaddafi and should he be allowed to have exile once they smoke him out. It's in a neighborhood somewhere. There's playgrounds and clinics and all that kind of stuff. So, of course, they're not going to have any airstrikes there. They're going to have to figure out a different way to pull him out of the tunnels. But he's in the tunnel. He does seem to be have vanished in thin into thin air. Reminds me of an episode of a series that I used to watch on Showtime called Weeds, where they had tunnels from Mexico that went up into the United States in Southern California. And it was went into a clothing store, basically led into one of these clothing stores that the drug lords ended up owning. So somewhere he's going to pop up. I mean, if he's like a mole, he's got to at some point he has to come out of that hole. But I guess it's a question of where. So his regime is now done. It is, for all intents and purposes, done. His face isn't shown, but should he have to face the music for what he's done, meaning all the human lives that he's taken? I mean, you've got to remember, Libya is a nation that's got 140 major tribes, and they've spent now the past few months since February killing members of other tribes. So you got this whole revenge thing that seems to be reenacted constantly all over the Middle East, and here's now is Libya. So 42 years, he's been the guy. Now you've got cities that run on what? What is the transition? What is the rebel transition? They say that the Rebel Transitional National Council, that's a mouthful, the TNC, is going to rebuild the ruined economy, hold trials for Gaddafi loyalists, hold free elections, and so on and so forth. Is that really going to happen? Are we going to see a stable and free Libya? What do you think? Think of the oil. So was it worth the billions of dollars that were spent helping with airstrikes? What do you think? 800-259-5791. Here's one of the things the president had to say that the regime certainly has unraveled. But as I was mentioning, you know, first you got to get Gaddafi. It's done. We know that. And it's all about really human freedom in the end.
The situation is still very fluid. There remains a degree of uncertainty, and there are still regime elements who pose a threat. But this much is clear. The Gaddafi regime is coming to an end. In just 6 months, the 42-year reign of Muammar Gaddafi has unraveled. Earlier this year, we were inspired by the peaceful protests that broke out across Libya. This basic and joyful longing for human freedom echoed the voices that we had heard all across the region. In the face of these protests, the Gaddafi regime responded with brutal crackdowns. Civilians were murdered in the streets. A campaign of violence was launched against the Libyan people. Gaddafi threatened to hunt peaceful protesters down like rats. An unprecedented coalition was formed that included the United States, our NATO partners, and Arab nations. And in March, the international community launched a military operation to save lives and stop Gaddafi's forces in their tracks.
All right, so it took a long time. You could debate, did it take too long? This happened back in February, and now this certainly has been dragged out all the way through till almost the end of August, really the end of August. And where do the pieces fall after this? I'm going to give you my digits again. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Hey, Jeff.
Kate, remember I told you there would be a basketball strike?
You did say there was going to be a basketball strike, and sure enough, yes.
And I was telling Matt I'm going to Detroit in October for the Detroit Lions game place of Atlanta. Dominic and Sue, Kate.
Oh, how fun will that be? Because you're, so people know, you're living in Oregon, obviously. I mentioned that you were calling from Oregon, but you're a native Michigander, correct?
Yes, and the mayor wants to see me, and we're going to talk about your show.
Well, you tell him he needs to get the show on in Detroit. We're on all over Michigan, but not Detroit.
No, actually, it's Dearborn. It's the hometown of Henry Ford.
There you go. That's even better. That'd be perfect.
Me and Matt were talking about some colored things. Me and Matt were talking about that tonight.
Mm-hmm. I sent you a note about that.
You did? So I didn't see it.
Yeah, you go and look. There's a note up there. Our man down under can help you with that.
Who's Matt?
No, not Matt, because Matt has not. Just so everybody knows, because, of course, we're a radio network, but you can actually see me if you go to the website of ericatonight.net through the miracle of the Powell Talk Network, and you can chat with us there. That's how Jeff discovered the show in Oregon. So Jeff's talking about the color coding they do a lot of times with chats and trying to figure out how you move up the chain there. And certainly the man down under, like I said, Jack, would be able to answer that question. Hey, have fun at that game, and we'll be thinking about you as the football season kicks off. Thanks, Jeff. And a good reminder, as Jeff brings that up, you could tell he was excited to go back home. That's a pretty long trip, you know, Oregon to Michigan. But there's something about football. You are just loyal to that team. You're loyal to the place where you were born, where you rooted for the team. And you might kind of adopt the city that you're in, but it's never quite the same thing. There's your first love and, you know, the one that's okay. That's what I think, anyway. If you move away from that team, you still always root for the team. I'm the perfect example of that. I've lived in so many other places, from California to New Mexico to Nevada to, you know, New York, all over the place, Texas. And I grew up in outside of Philadelphia, so I always rooted for the Eagles. Matt, if he hasn't stepped away to go grab a candy bar to feed his fix, Matt has lived in Minneapolis and lived in some other places, like certainly traveled a lot. But you are true blue to the Vikings, aren't you?
100%.
And if you move suddenly, because, you know, of course, America Tonight, as it is just a thriving, pumping machine, and you're a big reason why the show is doing so well, you just never know what's going to happen. If you had to move, like imagine if you had to move to Texas, would you adopt the Dallas Cowboys?
I do not think so. I could never see myself doing that. The only way I can kind of see some of that happening is maybe baseball-wise, like just adopting a National League team, maybe. If I moved to, like, San Diego, I could adopt the Padres a little bit because they don't play my Twins. But I don't see, in football, there's too much cross-rivalry going on, and I wouldn't be able to accept that.
Yeah, that's what I think. And that's the definition of fan to me, because you just are always going to stick with that first love. No matter who comes along, they can't knock you off of that. And we've got a thing called Nail the Score, and it's so fun to watch people call in because it's a very simple game to play. And what happens, and it's coming up actually in a couple of weeks, it's that first Thursday after Labor Day, and it's in our third hour, and I hope a lot of you listening participate because we have great prizes, but it's not about the prizes. I think it's more about the bragging rights. So the computer randomly picks the game of the week, and it could be anyone. It could be the Dallas Cowboys and my team, the Philadelphia Eagles. You call up and you say who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, boom, you're in. You've won. And the streamers fly down among the masses. We throw a parade for you, a radio parade. And you win the prizes and the bragging rights. It doesn't happen very often. Chris in Connecticut did it a couple of years ago and cleared the prize closet out and was so excited to win and actually won on an Eagles guess. And it's just like playing the lottery, though. You don't have to know anything about football or sports. You're just picking a team. You're picking a team and throwing out a guess. That's why I think it's part of the whole fun of doing that. No fun for the people who are now stuck in the opposite situation. They're on the wrong end of the law, at least for now, in Libya. You have looting and mob justice and, possibly maybe even a civil war that could be on hand in that country. Right now it doesn't look like it. I was explaining the thing about the tribes and how they all have different moans and groans, and they've been after each other now for a while, and so now that you've got this government collapsing, what ultimately steps in, what ultimately comes to be in place of Gaddafi? A dictator? Another dictator? A different dictator? What do the rebels want to do? It's like I said, Hosni Mubarak, who's in a hospital basically waiting for a judge to decide his fate. Of course, we saw what happened with Saddam Hussein, captured, tried, executed. Think that's the same thing that awaits Gaddafi? Think that's what should happen to Gaddafi? Should they try him and execute him, a civil trial, boom? What do you think? 800-259-5791 or shoot me an email, americatonight.net.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want to Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas. The Lost Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America tonight, as promised, we're going to go to We Can Count. I was talking about numbers and how much of our lives revolve around numbers. Tried a little experiment, because I know that I say this a couple of times a week, and I thought, I'm going to just try to go through a day. I know this is twisted, isn't it? I'm going to try to go through a day of no numbers. Well, I blew that pretty much, because I have contacts in my iPhone. But they're not always, I don't have them all laid out. So I had to go and dial some numbers pretty much right off the bat. So that was it. The number thing went right down the tubes early, early in the day. It's like a little experiment that I've tried once or twice. And sometimes it works out. Do you ever do this where you feel like you're just getting nickeled and dimed to death? Whatever it is. Oh, I had a green fee I had to pay. Oh, I took the kids to the baseball game. Oh. On top of that, then we went to the double feature. Ugh. Then we went to the DQ. And before you know it, that Benjamin you had in your pocket, poof, that was gone. And you're on your second Benjamin. So then you decide, I'm just going to have a day where I don't spend a cent. I'm not going to spend a cent. I've read about these people. They can survive and thrive on no cash. Certainly I can just do it for a day. It's kind of a wild thing to try to do that. Because that's what happens. There's something somewhere, a couple of bucks here, whatever, that you end up having to reach in your pocket or wallet or whatever and spend. So that's kind of like my numbers thing. But I think it's a little easier to do it with the money than it is to try to do it with the just actual numbers, not using any numbers. So without further ado, time for another edition of We Can Count. And we start with gold. Topping 1900. Yep. Do you believe it? I was saying 2000 by the end of the year, and it's looking like that's paltry. It's probably going to be over 2,000 by the end of the year. On a tear. I mean, this is a tear. This is just a couple of weeks after rising above 1,800. I mean, it's milestone after milestone. Gold started the year just above 1,400 and out. So if you do the math on this, the numbers, gold prices rose 2.4% during the regular trading session, settling at $1,891.91 an ounce after hours, and then, of course, going over to 1,900. It's looking like could it pull back a little bit? I think so, but it's looking like it could get even closer to the 2,000. I think it does absolutely hit that and go higher by the end of the year. Silver had a big run up, and then it kind of went backwards after that. But I still think that it's a hedge against inflation, and gold has definitely outpaced inflation in this last decade. So inflation has only picked up 2.4% in the last 10 years. But the price of yellow metal, has climbed 21% a year. Yeah, interesting. And it's a good shield for a lot of people when you have gold coins because here's the hint. Just think of the tax man. The tax man always has his hand out, shall we say. All right, continuing down this path of the numbers that I've talked about, not to break the chain there. I mentioned this as well, but I didn't give a big explanation. Syrians, the death toll there is over 2,200. These are figures that have been released by the UN. So in breaking it down, what they're saying is that 2,200 people have been killed so far in this crackdown, with about 350 people killed since the start of Ramadan. And the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is coming up with the numbers. He spoke in Geneva, Switzerland, at a human rights council. They were talking about the human rights violations in Syria. So we go from Libya to Syria. I mean, you know how this all, you know, ultimately works. Ultimately, Syria protesters who, you know, they don't have any oil. Libya had oil, not to be so cynical. So Syria's not getting the love from the other people in the world that Libya got. Because who's helping? Who's going to help them out? Who's going to help them out? Yeah, there's not a lot of rope being thrown in their direction. Let's just say that. We got bigger fish to fry, although we won't admit it. It's that one little world out there that survives and thrives on oil. I read this today somewhere about ships and the money that's been spent. And the ships that I'm talking about are the ships that the Coast Guard has. So how about this? In the last, I guess, decade, the Coast Guard has just two new ships to show for the money they spent. They spent $7 billion plus. So with Congress hanging on to every penny, I don't think the Coast Guard's going to get any big money. The Coast Guard was supposed to have at least eight new ships, four 418-foot national security cutters, and four 154-foot cutters. But that's not happened. Instead, they have two of the largest ships in use, and I guess they've got two more ships on the way, but they're behind the curve in this one, and they can't seem to answer the question because they keep getting asked about that. And they're not going to get a blank check. The Coast Guard's not going to get a blank check. So they might have blown it. Whoever was with cost overruns and project that had, quotes, management problems, they might not get the money that they need to upgrade the aircraft that they're trying to replace, I guess. Yeah, you gotta at least prove you're doing something with the money, especially these days. It used to be a big shell game, but I think now with so many people watching you're, especially with the defense budget, you're going to see less and less of that. It's not going to be quite so easy to get away with what they used to be able to get away with cost overruns and problems on various projects. They'll have a harder time, I think. All right, got another one for you. This is probably our last one here for We Can Count. And this one has to do with something that I think some of you might already be aware of. I don't know if you've saw it or not. It's been in a lot of the newspapers and been talked about the last couple of days. But the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., they've got a memorial now on the National Mall in Washington. And it's supposed to be dedicated later this week. And it's a pretty cool statue of King. If you look at a photograph of him, and it's just a towering granite sculpture, and it's resembles really his "I Have a Dream" speech, sort of the look that he had on his face at a moment while he was, you know, pausing in between there. And the I'll tell you, the memorial is just so on the way he looks, just absolutely amazing, the likeness. And it's a 30-foot-tall sculpture altogether and a 450-foot-long granite wall that has 14 quotations from his speech. So there were a lot of celebrations that were kicked off. And it's pretty tall, 20 feet, so that would be, what, 6 meters tall? And I like the idea of the quotations. The big engraving says, "We shall overcome because the arc of moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." And it was a famous Chinese sculptor, by the way, that put this together and really was looking for the kind of an "I Have a Dream" speech quality to it. And I think, he really, really captured that. Any thoughts on the show, share them with us. Go to americatonight.net. Click on the email and bada bing, you're in.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?